have to understand the castration of the black male's ego by the white power structure. This also speaks to the earlier conversation on sports and athletics as well. It's one of the only vehicles where you can challenge a white person without them feeling threatened and being motivated by a need to seek revenge against you.
Days go by, we gon' see who gon' lie. Live your life, everybody gon' die. I don't have time, so you know I don't try. When you need a spare tire, we gon' see who gon' ride. How you know me when you don't know yourself? Only took time so you could show yourself. Getting back at me, but you gon' hold yourself. Niggas ain't solid, better bro yourself. When you black, you gotta get a title deed on the map. I was selling beats on the app. I remember days I thought you had to read just to rap. I would always bleed on the track. And when you gettin' money, know that you got cheese for the rats. Make you put degrees on the strap. And every time a nigga think he quit the lean, I relapse. I don't have too many ways to relax. Days in the east, days in the east. Lately I've been swimming in the belly of the beast. Zulu, where you been? When you gon' drop your next release? I've been soul searching, I've been talking to my priest. My daughter got a full set of teeth. Her mama got me sweating like I'm Keith. My sister say she really love her niece, but she don't even wanna talk to me. I get so many calls in a week, but I can never fall to my knees. I let a cracker steal it all with ease. Where's the juice from all the lemons that you squeeze? How are you the GOAT when you dropping with an artist 5 years and they only streaming 5K? V for vagina, not villain. You'd be household names if you only did it my way. Days go by, we gon' see who gon' lie. Live your life, everybody gon' die. I don't have time, so you know I don't try. When you need a spare tire, we gon' see who gon' ride. How you know me when you don't know yourself? Only took time so you could show yourself. Getting back at me, but you gon' hold yourself. Niggas ain't solid, better bro yourself.
If you dunk on a white guy on the court, it's okay. If you tackle a white guy on a football field, it's okay. So only through sports is black aggression, if you would, unbridled masculinity, is actually celebrated. It's the only place where it's celebrated, where it is not feared or punished. We have to realize that most black men have suffered from some form of psychological castration at the hands of the white power structure. We are not allowed to maximize our God-given intellectual talents.
Cracker really tried, can't oppress none. Label owner going on a press run. Pushing all my buttons, tell them press one. You wanna get body, go and press one. You were selling lies to the public and you know you can't cut it. Where the hell you get the best from? I was selling rhymes in the gully, niggas been getting money. You ain't give me no projection. And we some real ass niggas, always in the house, and we some field ass niggas. They gon' think you suck cause you a chilled ass nigga. Faking signatures, they tryna kill that nigga. I'm so mad, I can't think. Eyes wide open, I can't blink. Sign my name with no ink. My name too big, it can't shrink. They don't like when niggas get money. Playing with my life and my kid ain't funny. How you put a male on a come up, you a dummy. My niggas say he wanna wipe his nose, it was running.
Talk about what really happened, what actually happened, so, and what's actually going on. So you've got individuals who can steal your publishing with pieces of paper, knowing that it's very hard to prove that you ain't signed the contract. You know, you see your signature on the contract you ain't never seen, you will start believing in magic. But you got people who were able to do that and you know, steal your catalog and represent you and say you publish by them, they do your publishing when you never sign these contracts. And those people's goals is to back us into a corner where we're either so broke or we're worried about our career so much that we're going to come crawling back and give the same people our music. I personally have decided I'm not going to do that, whether I never get to drop or whether I drop one day. I will not hand over any MP3 or wave to people who managed to do that in front of everyone. This is happening in front of everyone. I just kept quiet about it and tell the story. One thing that confuses me the most is, how are you gonna try and get back at me for not wanting to work with you? This is one of the most bizarre things I've ever experienced. It's one of the most arrogant things I've ever experienced. They're walking around that office probably talking about nobody crosses us. I didn't cross you for not wanting to work with y'all no more. You know? I didn't do nothing wrong for holding y'all accountable for something y'all did. So I don't understand what squeezing me and my family is supposed to do. I don't understand what trying to starve my family and trying to take everything I've ever worked for away from me just because I don't want to work with y'all. I would understand it if maybe I signed those contracts and you guys are standing by them. These contracts, I don't know nothing about these contracts. I signed away my catalog, my whole catalog, for nothing, bro. Nothing. To all my fans, to anybody who's ever streamed the song by me, anybody who keeps me on repeat, anybody who fights for me in these debates and says I am the best, I am the best producer, I am the best artist, anybody who utters those words in any debate, anybody who plays my music religiously, I apologize for being so stupid. I apologize for trusting so easy. I apologize for putting myself in this difficult situation. But it is what it is, and, you know, I love you, and I will see you soon, hopefully.